Here we go, another day in Radio Land. Thanks for coming along for the ride. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast on this Tuesday, April 27th. Mattress Mack is back. With the Kentucky Derby approaching this weekend, we expected to hear from him. There's a wings shortage out there, which has John scratching his head. Somebody got a felony charge, and you won't believe why. Apparently, a John Wick spinoff is in the works. And Song Stories Today featured a song recorded as the Chicago Transit Authority, but released by Simply Chicago. We hit the phones today to hear your best life hacks, shared an Oscars story, and talk to our favorite musicologist, Chris Epting, about Paul being dead. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Guess who's back in the news?
Who's that?
Mattress Mack.
Mattress Mack.
I'm sorry.
Unless he has a brother.
Jim McElvain. He's the Houston furniture mogul, right? Who places these big bets? Basically,
furniture
he's running. Right. That's what the
he's
a furniture mogul.
I don't get it, but okay.
All right. He's promoting another sale that promises money back to anyone who buys $3,000 worth of like bedding, mattress, box spring, that whole thing, right? Provided that essential quality wins the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
God, that's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right.
Like it just happened.
I know. What is going on?
He has not made the wager yet, but it's estimated that he will have to bet at least $2 million, right, to cover the liability of the horse. The horse is 5-2.
Okay.
All right.
What's the name again of it?
Essential quality.
Ah, a nice tie-in for the business.
Yes, yes. And he needs an essential win in order to make this all happen.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Brace yourself, people. There's another shortage at hand. It seems that a heavy demand and the impact of a brutal Texas winter has left us to an understock of chicken wings.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Currently, prices of chicken wings are as high as lumber. They're as high as they've been in 33 years, according to some restaurants.
Oh, so $30 for 10?
All right, that's about it. All right, in Buffalo, Duff's is a group of restaurants up in Buffalo. He says he's having a hard time simply securing enough flats and drumsticks in order to make it through the weekend.
Yikes.
Wow. Well, yeah, all right.
Well, at least it's not like a huge event coming up.
Right. And there's no football.
No football. Yeah, that's so, to help.
There's so the draft Thursday, but you're not really going bananas eating wings.
Right. But here's the wild part, right? Chicken breasts and tenders don't seem to be having the same issue. All right, so you take it apart the chair. What the hell are they doing with these wings? If they're not having the problem with the tenders and the breasts, what are they doing with the wings? We will have to investigate.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their links. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just the thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Well, with the exception of my pitchfork.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Have you ever borrowed, rented something and never returned it?
Well, I returned your pitchfork.
Yeah, it took 2 years.
Well, it's returned. Doesn't matter the timeline. No.
No.
No, I don't think
nothing,
so.
Nothing? No. Not.
Because we've got my...
book or anything like that?
No. Me, my brother-in-law, and my dad have sort of a rotation going of yard tools.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of get back until somebody needs it.
What about yourself?
Yeah, definitely. Half my father-in-law's garage is in my garage.
Uh-huh.
Miter saw.
Right.
You know,
right.
Anything basically to fix the deck usually.
Okay.
And I think I still owe my buddy The Art of Manliness book by Tucker Max. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure it's in my nightstand. Remember that one?
Tucker Max.
Yeah. Old
like
school.
2006.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I haven't read it yet.
Well, I could take you back even further.
All right.
I personally do have some library books from Hofstra University.
All right.
But there's a 52-year-old woman named Karen McBride. And she just got married in Texas. And when she went to change her name on her license and stuff, there was a problem. She had an outstanding felony charge.
What?
From her hometown of Norman, Oklahoma, When she looked into it, it was a felony embezzlement charge that comes from 1999 when she rented a VHS tape of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh my God.
From a video store and never returned it. And the charges were filed in March of 2000. So basically, 21 years ago, this went down. They're still on the hunt for her. She says she has no memory of renting it, and that basically she lived with a guy who had two kids, and she's figuring that, like, he went there, you know, she had the account, right? He rented it under her name, and he never returned it. So so obviously, the store is not even in business anymore.
Is there a statute of limitations on that?
There should be, all right? But basically, the county has decided not to prosecute her.
That's, of course.
Right? Not to go after her for this. Right? And she is now working on having the charges, one of my favorite words, expunged.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy, are you a John Wick fan?
Not really. I know who he is, but that's about it.
No, we all are. There's a new movie. What's that guy's name? Bob, who's the guy from?
Bob Odenkirk.
Bob Odenkirk, called Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It starts real slow, but if you wanted a slightly funnier John Wick, this would be the movie to watch. I really enjoyed it. But John Wick 4 is in production now, but there is a TV series coming. Right, that is a spinoff of it called The Continental,
right?
Which is the hotel that he stays at, and right. Winston is the main character. Mm-hmm. Who's the guy?
Ian McShane.
Ian McShane,
right. You know, from Deadwood.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I love him.
Oh God, he's great. All right. Anyway, basically, it takes part in his younger years and the beginnings of the Continental, the hotel for assassins.
So, gotcha. All right, is there going to be a teenage John Wick that shows up?
I don't know. But supposedly it's going to be 3 90-minute episodes, and but they want to expand John Wick, but they don't want to step on John Wick's toes.
Yeah,
so they're going to be like two separate things, right?
Plus, Keanu's not interested.
All right. Now he'll shoot you and stab you in the eye with a pencil.
Yes. Over and over. In slow motion.
Repeatedly. That's right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouthboy. Zip it.
MGK.
We got into a conversation in the office yesterday about workarounds, life hacks, right, for lack of a better word. And Steve has one I've never had the occasion to use this, so I'm believing him that this works.
Okay.
All right, explain your life hack.
If you spill red wine, use white wine to get the stain out. So you spill the red wine, kind of put a paper towel on it, mop it up a little bit, pour some white wine on the stain.
Right.
Let it sit for a couple minutes, and then... You know,
blot that up,
and then after that's done, you hit it with the tiniest bit of Resolve, and it's out. I actually sent Taylor a photo of my light colored sectional. It's like a cream colored sectional or beige sectional that I spilled red wine on. I put the white wine on it. It's perfect.
I want to buy some Sutter Home and try this.
Yeah,
I'm going to try this. I'm skeptical, but
doesn't matter what kind of white.
Do you have any life hacks?
I do actually. Speaking of John Wick,
right.
If you own a gun,
right.
Rust is your enemy,
yes,
obviously.
That's true.
And an easy way to clean off your rust from your gun is to find a penny, but it has to be minted before 1982.
Okay.
Because that's back when pennies were predominantly made of copper.
Copper,
yeah,
right.
They didn't get cheap and go zinc yet.
Right.
And you take that with just some general oil, like a 3-in-1, and you just scrub that penny over the rust.
Really?
Really?
With the oil. Yep, get a towel and then wipe it down. Just do it a few times, and before you know it, the rust starts to come off your gun.
Wow.
Really cheap way to clean up your guns.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, one that I love, and I learned this one online, and everybody has one. And if you've got one, we would love to hear from you. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, whatever your life hack might
be. So many.
All right. But one that I found was, you know, the dustpans that, like, you know, it clips on, the handle clips onto the broom?
Like under the sink one?
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. If you take that, if you ever go up to a sink and you got to fill a bucket with water, right, and take like a bathroom sink kind of thing, you can't get the bucket underneath it. You get it a little bit and you can't fill the bucket.
Yeah. I'll use a pint glass a lot of times and just dump.
If you take If you take the dustpan and put it in the opposite direction so that the pan side is under the faucet and the handle is coming off of it, it will pour. It will make like a little waterfall, and it will pour right into the bucket perfectly.
My kid would love that.
Absolutely perfectly.
Yeah, nice.
You know? And the other one, the easiest one, and I used to do this when Casey was a kid, is if you save an old like ketchup jar, you know, and if you're making pancakes, right, you fill the ketchup jar with the pancake mix, and then instead of trying to pour it out and get it, you just squeeze them out.
Get a perfect circle.
Every time.
Nice.
And you can make them whatever size you want them to be.
Yeah.
All right. So we're looking for life hacks this morning. Do you have one? What's one? And please do not call in with the can opener blister pack thing. It doesn't work. All right. So, but if you've got a life hack that you've, you know, come up with yourself or you know about, call us here in the studio. Life hacks. We all have some of these just that they get you on by. They just make things a lot easier. Steve, here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, you drink red wine only.
Right.
But Steve believes that white wine is for just clearing up red wine stains.
That is correct.
All right. But for those who drink a chilled wine. I don't know if there's any reds that you drink chilled.
The only time I have it chilled is if I go to my parents' house. My dad's got it in his wine fridge.
Okay.
Because I don't have a wine
fridge. Okay. Well, if you take grapes, right, and you freeze them, right, and then when you're handing out white wine especially, right, because you want that chilled,
sure,
you take the frozen grapes and you drop
cool.
them in the
yeah.
glass instead of putting ice in and watering down
right,
the wine.
Right, right.
All right, so, and then when you're done, you can eat the grapes.
Yeah.
Delicious. Okay, so if you've got a life hack, we want to hear about them this morning. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by your Delaware Valley Acura dealers. For attractive offers on the entire Acura lineup, visit your Delaware Valley Acura dealer today. This morning we're dealing with Chicago, and does anybody really know what time it is? I told you it was going to be a time check song. All right, we spoke to Robert Lamb. You know, the interesting thing about the song was this came out when they were the Chicago Transit Authority, and then they got sued for that, and they changed their name to simply Chicago, right? And that's when this song became a hit. Even though it was on the first album, it was on the first album of CTA, and when it became a hit, they were already Chicago. But as for how the song came about, we asked Robert Lamb about that once.
I was very young when the thing that inspired that song occurred. I was probably 15 years old, and I was walking past a movie theater. The ticket taker or the usher was standing outside having a smoke. And I happened to ask him. I said, "Hey, man, do you have the time?" And he takes a puff and he blows out the smoke. He says, "Does anybody really know what time it is?"
Wow.
My pals and I just kind of laughed and kept walking. But years later, when I was at the piano, I just kind of thought about that episode. And I thought how deep.
Wow.
He might have been a nuclear scientist, right?
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
We're looking for your life hacks this morning. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. One that I learned recently from a YouTube video, and it was a couple of different things that this guy did, but one of them was when you're painting and you're using paint out of a can, right, a quart can, gallon can, take a rubber band and put it around the can so that it goes across the open part of the paint
can.
And when you put your brush in, instead of going against the side of the can, which always ends up getting onto the lip of the can and all that stuff, you just go against the rubber band and take the excess off right there.
Oh, that's cool.
Right, yeah.
Don't go too hard, though.
Right.
Paint everywhere.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I got one for you, too,
okay.
Mr. Bonfire.
Oh, what you got?
Do you know what makes great kindling?
What?
Doritos.
What?
Oh, I'd be happy to toss a bag in. Not a big Doritos guy.
I don't know why, but they burn. They you can start them aflame. They have an oil in them, and it gets them burning, and it gets everything to cook in there.
You guys smell nachos?
Right.
What is that? Extreme nachos.
So if you've got a life hack, we'd love to hear about it. Call us here in the studio.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Chris Epting, our author, musicologist friend, is with us today. But today, it's not about the bustle in your hedgerow. It's about Led Zeppelin crashed here. This is one of his other books. He's got a lot of books, folks. It's all about rock and roll landmarks in North America. What are we dealing with first today?
We're going to go to Detroit. We're going to go to 15001 Michigan Avenue in Detroit. Do you remember what happened back in October? It was October 12th, actually, 1969, when a DJ named Russ Gibb was on the air. Do you remember that?
No, because between 1969 and 1972, I was in college, and that's all a fog.
Okay. He worked at a station called WKNR-FM in Detroit.
I know exactly where you're going now. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
He gets a phone call, kind of mysterious caller that night, who begins positing this theory that Paul McCartney is dead. He tells Russ to take out the song Revolution Number 9, play it backwards, where you start to hear Turn Me On, Dead Man, Turn Me On, Dead Man. Then he says, you know, go play The End of Strawberry Fields, play that backwards, you hear I Buried Paul. Well, that 1 hour that Russ talked about this on the air that night ignited this crazy rumor that Paul McCartney was dead. The Abbey Road album had just come out, and so now fans are looking at that and picking up all these clues. You know, the license plate that says 28 if, you know, McCartney would have 28, you know, that he's barefoot, and they start analyzing it. About a month later, there's a review, a satirical review that is written in Michigan that sort of plays up all these clues. And it rages so out of control that John Lennon actually calls the radio station a couple of weeks later and says, what the hell are you, you know, it's like, you guys got me on the bigger than Jesus thing in your country, and you know, a couple of years ago, now this, freaking out over this. And it really, you know, in a pre-internet age, I think that's the key here. Is that it allowed this rumor to really to take root to a point. People still talk about it today, you know, that Paul is dead. Those three words became a thing, you know.
Can you imagine what that would be like in this day and age? It would have been bigger than it even was then.
I know, but I think back then it kind of helped it because you couldn't prove it
right as
false instantly. At that point, you know, interestingly, McCartney was sort of sequestered on a farm, really off the grid at that point. So it wasn't like he could issue an instant statement. It took a while to get to him, you know, either this rumor. But the rumor raged, and I think it became this kind of really fun game for people to begin. It certainly helped the albums because people went back to the records and began reanalyzing them on this whole other level. I mean, especially the Abbey Road cover. But it became this great sort of mythical thing, and that became Russ Gibbs, one of his main claims to fame as a DJ for promoting this. A couple of months later, they did like an hour-long radio documentary break. I mean, they really fed the fire. You know, I think they realized they had struck listenership gold with this one, you know, and ran with it, knowing full well McCartney wasn't dead. But the fact that inspired this rumor that McCartney had actually been dead for years. It wasn't like he just died. You know, they went all the way back a few years, and there was a story that they had a Paul imposter who had created
right,
the song.
I remember that too.
That idea is so weird and kind of creepy that the Beatles would have been able to pull off, you know, this great stunt.
Now I can take this a step further because a guy I went to college with when I was in that fog is the guy who called the disc jockey.
The actual guy who phoned in that night?
Yeah, and he still lives in the Philadelphia area. His name was Lou, and I can't remember his last name.
Oh, but you gotta track him down.
No, believe me, I don't.
I'm going to go do my own research. Russ Gibbs sadly passed away a couple of years ago, so we can't.
Telling us.
True. If you know what? I just realized if you play I Am the Walrus, you know, play it at 45.
It says I am Russ Gibb.
Russ is a lot. Russ lives.
He's Chris Epting. The book is Led Zeppelin Crashed Here, The Rock and Roll Landmarks of North America. Chris Epting talking about Paul's dead, right? That's something, if I ever get to talk to McCartney again, I want to ask him, when he passes, does he think the public will believe it or not?
Yeah.
You know, what are the chances? Like, you know, what do you think? I don't know, maybe he's dead. It could be. It was dead once before.
You know what he should do before, like when he's getting, you know, he knows that he's there at the
all
end.
Right, right.
put out the rumor that he died, and then come back, I'm still alive. And then he dies 2 weeks later. And
by the way, today, speaking of stories, today is National Tell a Story Day.
All right. How much time you got?
I've got something prepared here this morning. All right, to celebrate, we're going to tell a story about Sunday night's Academy Awards.
Once upon a time, producers for the Oscars decided not to have a show host, a monologue, a musical opening, or anything entertaining whatsoever. And they were never heard from again. The end.
There you go. That kind of sums it up, doesn't it, Sim?
Yeah, exactly.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
We started talking about, Steve has this life hack, which is if you stain something with red wine,
yep.
Right, you can get the stain out with white wine.
Correct.
All right. And you know,
it works every time. There's a photo on our Facebook page of my beige-colored sectional that has red wine on it. Use a little white wine, and then it is back to a beige-colored sectional.
Right. He does talk about this. This is his. Do you have any others? Because
yes,
this is the one you talk about all the time.
So we just found one out the other day. Excuse me. My son is dyeing Easter eggs around Easter, and his hands are just green because he's just taking the egg out with his hand and dipping it in all the colors.
Okay.
Soap's not getting it off. He looks like the Grinch. We found out toothpaste will get the egg dye off of your hands.
Toothpaste does amazing things. All right. Toothpaste will polish silver.
Wow.
All right. Right. You know the glass covers that are on your headlights?
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know how on some cars, they're probably like Dave's car.
Oh, they're so foggy.
All right.
Please
all
tell me this one.
Okay. Toothpaste.
That's it?
Toothpaste. You take toothpaste and you rub it on
get
there.
Get out.
And they will, and it will clear them up completely.
Oh, I love
it
that.
It is a toothpaste does amazing stuff. I wonder why we put it in our mouths. All right. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you've got a life hack, we would love to hear from you. I want you to try, if you do a bonfire this weekend, go buy a bag of Doritos. And I'm telling you,
we have
they make great, they make really, really good kindling.
I would love to have a Cool right. Ranch fire.
So 215-263-WMGK. We got Heidi on the line here. Good morning, Heidi. How you doing?
Good, and you?
I am making it through. So what is your life hack?
Getting permanent marker off of things. You take an Expo dry erase marker. It has to be an Expo brand.
Right.
Over top of the dry erase, the permanent marker, and the permanent marker comes right off when you wipe it up.
So wait a second. So if I write on my countertop with a Sharpie,
yeah.
Right, you're telling me I can take one of those Expo things and put it on and just, what, color it over and it's all going to come up?
Yes.
Wow.
And is that
I
on
have
any?
No clue what's in an Expo marker, but it comes up.
Is that on all surfaces or just hard surfaces?
I don't believe it works on, like, cloth.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. I could see that.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Smooth, hard surfaces, it works. We do it at school all the time.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning, Dorothy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, John?
I am damn fine. So, Dorothy, what's your life hack?
Baby shampoo for oil-based stains.
Okay.
Any oil-based stain, butter or salad dressing or anything like that.
Right.
Just as you take the garment off, put some baby shampoo on. The cheaper, the better. I get mine at the dollar store.
Okay.
And it can dry on the garment, and it doesn't leave a mark, unlike other stain removers.
Wow.
That's cool.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, cheap and easy.
I got to tell you something. That's handy for me because I'm a guy who doesn't really need shampoo. But
okay.
With a mustache like this, it seems like everything always ends up dripping on my shirt.
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you, Dorothy. You've been a big help to me, at least.
Thank you. Love the show. Thank you.
Sean, what do you got as a life hack?
If you need $50 real quick, you ask Mom, not Dad.
Oh, that's great.
Works every time.
Have a good morning. Eddie, what do you got? What's your life hack?
My life hack is if you use a permanent marker by accident on a whiteboard, you can scrub it off with a highlighter.
Do you mean like another marker for the whiteboard, or are you talking about like a regular highlighter to highlight like words on a piece of paper?
Correct, yeah, like a regular yellow highlighter will take permanent marker off of a whiteboard.
Okay, will the highlighter then come off the whiteboard?
Yes.
Wow.
Very easily.
Yeah.
There's a lot of marker.
Right, we got a whiteboard in here.
A lot
we're
of
gonna,
marker experts in the audience.
All right, John's walking over there. He's got the Sharpie.
Oh, boy.
There's a big black squiggly line. All right, that's not going to come off.
It's a highlighter.
Okay, green highlighter. Yep.
Scribbling over
off.
It. I don't know about this, Eddie. It's getting light. Oh my God, it's working!
Oh my God!
This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen!
I know, right?
Oh, my goodness.
But now we have a little highlighter smudge.
Wow.
Might get rid of that with your thumb.
It's slightly green still. Now he's erased. Oh, my God. Did it work, John? Oh, my God.
Holy
it worked. Oh, that
works.
Is... Wow, Eddie! Unbelievable!
That's where it's all about.
Well, screw Bill Nye. We've got Eddie. Have a good morning.
All right. You too, guys.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Liar!
Whoa!
102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.